Every 4 years, the Pentagon comes up with a plan that looks ahead for the next 4 years. Early next month, the Bush administration will introduce its latest quadrennial defense review. It is the first one produced during a war and the second overseen by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Pentagon correspondent John Hendren has a preview of a document that forecasts a long war against terrorism and a growing threat from the East in China.
The Pentagon's master plan through 2010 is still officially a secret, but copies have circulated among defense analysts, lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and around the Pentagon. So Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has had to parry questions about the so-called QDR ahead of its release.
The QDR recommends that the Navy should...
How do you know? It's not been released.
The draft's been out there, sir. It's, you know...
But the draft's a draft.
It's on your desk.
Think of all the fine-tuning it's getting.
The broad point is this. According to the latest draft, the
Navy... You believe every draft you see?
The later ones I do, especially if they come off your desk.
Come on!
Still, military analysts who've been briefed on the report say it shifts some of the Navy's aircraft carriers and submarines from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and it boosts the Air Force's long-range strike capability and the use of Global Hawk surveillance planes and unmanned Predator drone aircraft. Analyst Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute has seen the report. He says the idea is to continue the effort to reorient the Pentagon away from the old Cold War-style conflicts between massive armies and toward modern threats.
The gist of the vision is that the threats that we have to be concerned with are trending away from traditional, state-based, conventional military threats and in the direction of unconventional threats, weapons of mass destruction, terrorists, insurgents, disruptive technology breakthroughs. That's the essence of what this QDR is all about.
Thompson and other analysts say the report calls for substantially increased funding for the kinds of Army jobs that are in heavy demand in Iraq and Afghanistan, in psychological operations, civil affairs, and special operations. But analysts say it does not increase the size of an army that, according to one Pentagon Commission report out last week, is stretched into a thin green line. In fact, according to those who have seen the report, it does not envision making a temporary increase of 30,000 soldiers permanent. The document reportedly also does not cancel major weapons programs or start major new investments. At the same time, the military is shifting resources from the Atlantic to the Pacific, toward China. Lawrence Korb is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, now with the Center for American Progress in Washington. He says the goal is not so much to prepare for war with China, say over control of Taiwan.
What they're trying to do is get so technologically sophisticated with the weapons, they want to dissuade China from even thinking about getting in an arms race with us.
The effort to compile the slim document of little more than 100 pages is enormous. The most senior officials in the Pentagon meet for hours over months of deliberations. Then the White House gets involved and the process starts all over again. In the end, say critics like Frederick Kagan of the American Enterprise Institute, all the effort might make little difference. The Bush administration will be gone halfway through the four-year plan, and Congress could alter it substantially when it considers the budget.
I don't think this QDR matters very much, and I think it's really open to question whether this is actually a useful expenditure of time and resources. You have a Secretary of Defense who is enormously unpopular on Capitol Hill, who's done everything in his power to alienate even congressional members of his own party. Considering that the administration has approached these issues from a very narrowly focused direction, I wouldn't be at all surprised if you had a number of congressmen who actually just thought this wasn't the right way to go.
The Quadrennial Defense Review will be officially released on February 6th, along with the administration's 2007 budget. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.